Well, here is my counter argument to your first paragraph, because that's all I'm reading, because I can't skip past the first paragraph. I have to counter argue. Sorry. Because I see counter arguments in paragraphs. So, the construction industry is very small. Like, if you are a fucking wanker in construction, people know who you are before you go to another job. So it is a very small industry, realistically, especially when it comes to that's all right. Like, but then when you narrow it down to concrete work, civils work, steel fixing, it gets smaller, 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 right? So basically, what I'm saying is that if an Irish person who's got a company, or an Italian person, could be any person who's got a company in Perth, and they try our app and they're really happy, they'll be ringing their friend who's got a company in Sydney. They'll be ringing their friend, any friend they have that's a contractor who could benefit from what we're selling. They'll be ringing saying, hey, they probably won't be ringing them in the same city because that's their competition. But in other parts of Australia, they'll be ringing and say, hey, fucking, I don't, like, this is the fucking way. You know what I mean? This is the way. And that's what I'm saying, is that the construction industry is very small. It's like, everybody knows everybody. If there's something out there that's fucking adding value or extreme value to their fucking company, they'll be on the blower. Not to people in their own city, because they're competitive and they want to have an edge there, but to be on the blower to a friend of theirs who owns a construction company in another city. And if we're already established in that city, or we got workers in that city, then they'll be able to use it. You know what I mean? Like, Australia is it's a big place, but it's a small place. It's only a phone call away, free of charge. Do you know what I'm saying?